First of all, I want to remind you that today is Mission Sunday, and also after Mass, we will have the Knights of Columbus will be selling tickets for next Saturday's pasta dinner. It was a Sunday afternoon, and a fellow was watching the football game, and his wife walks in, and he says to her, "There she is, the love of my life. For her, I'd swim the deepest ocean. I'd climb the highest mountain." She says, "I'm glad you said that because I got a terrible headache and we're out of aspirin. Would you mind going to the store and getting some?" He said, "What, now?" The point is, we're often asked to do things that aren't always convenient. We see that today in the scriptures. In the first reading, the people of Israel are doing battle with the Amalekites. And when Moses is lifting up his arms in prayer, they're doing well. But when he becomes weary and his arms fall and his prayer is less than what he wants it to be, the Amalekites are having the best of it. So they set up a chair for him, and Aaron and Hur hold up his arms, and he continues praying, and the Israelites defeat the Amalekites. Israel wins. But see, the distraction of weakness makes Moses hard to continue praying. So Aaron and Hur help him. And it's just as easy for us to get distracted in our prayer, but we have to choose, and we are distracted to choose other things. Prayer isn't always convenient. It takes effort. We don't always want to make that effort to pray. In the second reading, Paul reminds Timothy to remain faithful. And he reflects on Scripture. And he says, "All Scripture is inspired by God, useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, for training in righteousness." And this is important, but some of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters see this and hear something different. It says all Scripture is inspired by God, but they want to think that only Scripture is inspired by God. And that, of course, is not true. There are other means of revelation through the constant tradition of the Church. And he further challenges Timothy to proclaim the truth, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. It's not always convenient. It's not always convenient for us to proclaim the truth, but we have to do so. We're talking with a friend or a neighbor, and they're talking about something or another that we know is untrue. It's not convenient for us to say, "No, that's not true." We have to stand up for what is true. Finally, in the gospel, Jesus tells us about the necessity to be persistent in prayer. And to affirm, we need to be persistent by that parable. Not because we have to persuade God to do something we need him to do for us. Because from all eternity, God has loved each one of us, and he knows from all eternity what is and what will be and what is good. And we have to affirm faithfully the Father's love for us, that he will do for us what we need and when we need it. It's not always what we want. And finally, today is Mission Sunday, and we reflect upon that and the need for us to support those who go to the mission lands of the Church. They go in our name and in the name of Jesus to proclaim the truth. They proclaim God's love and God's word where it's not heard or where it's not understood. And they do so in action. They do so by feeding the hungry, healing the sick, and so forth. And it's often in great opposition. People don't want them to continue doing the proclamation of the gospel. And tomorrow is the feast of the North American martyrs who came to what is now the United States a little over 350 years ago. And they proclaimed the gospel to people that didn't want to hear it, to the American Indians. And they did so in opposition. They had great difficulty. One of the missionaries, who was one among the North American martyrs, had a terrible time with the language, and he found that the food was repulsive to him. And yet he made a personal vow that he would not leave until he had proclaimed the gospel, even under opposition, even if he were put to death, which he was. And one of those North American martyrs was Isaac Jogues, who suffered under the Indians, even having some of his fingers chewed or cut off. It was managed to get back to France and then came back to proclaim the gospel continually and died again because of that opposition. They proclaimed the gospel in our name against opposition. And there are people in the church today who continue to do the same thing. They proclaim the gospel. And again, people don't want to hear it. But we have to support them because they are going in our name. We have to support them, first of all, by our prayer. Because they are proclaiming the truth in inconvenient times. And the sufferings that they have to endure are things that most of us wouldn't even begin to imagine. But they proclaim the gospel in our name. And so we must support them by our prayer, and we also must support them by our monetary offerings. And I remember many years ago, Bishop Sheen, in a taped homily for Mission Sunday, says, "Don't give to the missions. Sacrifice for the missions. Sacrifice to help them to proclaim the gospel effectively, that others may come to faith, that we may all come to the faith in Christ, that they may endure their sufferings, proclaiming the gospel boldly by their lives, as we must proclaim the gospel boldly by our lives, to live with those our brothers and sisters who come to faith because of those missionaries, and to rejoin with them in life that will never end, the life in heaven with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and with all the saints, and especially the martyrs who have gone before us."